Hey, are you a business owner, entrepreneur, or professional? If so, we want you to apply to be a featured guest on our show. My name is Adam Torres, and I host the Mission Matters series of podcasts. I've recorded over 3,000 episodes, and we are just getting started. How do you know if you'd be a good guest to be on the show? Well, only one way to find out, and that's to apply, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret. We want guests that have a story to tell. Guests with a brand, a product, or a service that can benefit my audience of listeners. If this sounds like you, go to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. I'd love to talk to you and get to know more about your story. Again, head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, now let's get into the show.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Patrick Tighe on the line, and he's a founder over at Flagship New Products Group. Patrick, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So, Patrick, I'm excited to have you on the show today. We're with a lot of business owners, entrepreneurs, executives listening to this show, and I know you're doing some special things over at Flagship, new products group, specifically around the startup scene. So we'll get into that today. And just to get the conversation started, I'd like to start with our signature question. So, Patrick, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. So that's our mission here. Patrick, what mission matters to you?
Basically, we have the capability of allowing startups to succeed in a marketplace that is known for failure at a 90% rate with, let's see, 60 major projects generating over $4 billion in revenue. And that's basically what we bring, a proven process to make startups and their investors more successful.
Fantastic. And love bringing mission-based businesses and entrepreneurs on the show. And obviously, you're helping a lot of people out there and generating a lot of revenue. So let's just jump right into Flagship New Products Group. So you mentioned that you're working with startups. I mean, tell us a little bit more about that.
We have a platform that's evolved over four decades that has become very successful at business development. And as a result of this, we learned that there's a major problem in the startup industries because of the high failure rate. So basically what we've done is taken this proven process and pivoted into the startup investor banking group, if you would, to help them commercialize their new products more successfully.
Wow, and so what when you say startups, like what type of startups are you working with? Is there a particular niche or size? Are these funded startups? Are these like what series level? Like, give us a feel for like your demographic of who
Sure.
you typically work like to work with or get the most value out of it.
Our sweet spot is CPG, consumer durables. We've done tech, got awards. We stay away from medical because it's just we have the ability to take this platform that we have called the Flagship Acquisition Express and transition it across practically every category, as with the exception of, as I said, medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we're bringing to the startup world. Our particular customer should be a Series A or B so that they can afford the cost of the program, which, by the way, is 20% of the cost of going to market in an in-market test. Into the benefits later on, but they're all financially driven and increase the value of the startup significantly.
Hmm. So what are some of the reasons for Flagship's high success rate? I mean, because that's our trade secrets, or however we want to word that, because that's quite a number in terms of success rate, especially when, you know, failure is pretty high, and I would argue, in the startup world.
Oh, it's actually worse. Dresden Horowitz did a study that showed that really only 1% to 2% return an investment to the investors. So it's an atrocious. The reason is we've been in this for four decades. We have a team, including advisors, that has 275 years of business development. We have optimized our process to the nines so that the chance of mistakes are dramatically reduced. For example, one of the benefits is we have three no-go-go decision points that basically, if you're going to see a problem early on, it can be dropped out or the opportunity can be pivoted. And that it has been successful because about one-third of all startups pivot. And the process works for them to go back in and redo the marketplace opportunity.
What are some of the benefits of the Flagship Acquisition Express platform? And maybe talk a little bit more about the platform overall.
The platform consists of four steps. Each one is a go, no-go decision process. Hmm. The output of each step is, without the details, a 30 to 40 page PowerPoint on what the market situation is, what is the competitive framework, and that produces normally a alternative proposition that is superior to the current existing marketplace. We call this points of difference. Once we have a point of difference, we then can amplify the selling proposition through tricks of the trade. For example, always have a statement in your advertising, your position, that is feature and also benefit directed. So you're not just telling them the what, but you're telling them not only the what, but what you get. And that has been a very compelling point. Another area is that we've learned early on through analyzing over 100 concept tests that the major driver of success in terms of getting people interested is the magnitude of the problem. Do you have it? And if you do, on a 5-point scale, is it a very big problem, somewhat of a problem, etc.? Once we have that information, we know that we have a winner, and that is an early on go, no-go decision point. And from that, we then build out the sales proposition with other feature and attribute statements that we learn through our analysis.
So this is, and what I love about your process and what you're doing overall is this is built over, you know, 40 years of experience and refining process and honing, and like, tell me a little bit more about like what that looks like. It's rare. I've interviewed quite a few people, but very rarely I don't think I've ever had somebody on the line who's refined a process over 40 years to develop and to contribute to the amount of revenue that you're doing, like in the CPG space and in other spaces. Like, what does it look like to refine a process like that over that amount of time? Tremendous amount of data, I'm thinking.
My career started in Madison Avenue. Got hired away by J&J Baby Products and worked on new products for them for several years, and then was hired away by Brown and Williamson Tobacco for low tar, ultra low tars, and then into Dole, which was a seminal experience for me because the company had not had a new product in over four decades. They were commodity driven. They were not marketers. And there was a whole cultural change that had to be addressed. And basically, we had by then done about 20 successful projects using this process and instituted that in Dole. And in 5 years, we had 10 successful products that generated almost $1 billion in new sales. The stock went from $7 to $47. Because I left after that.
What a career, and I love that you pivoted now, or you're working more in the startup space, and you're really passing on that knowledge, of course, to the next generation of startup founders, but also just so that it's not, and also the process, so that there can be more and more successful startups. I mean, again, your rate of success is extremely high, and it's a testament to the process and what you're doing. So I think it's awesome. So Patrick, final question, it's a two-part question. So if somebody is listening to this right now, and they're listening to this and they're like, you know, they think, you know, Flagship New Products Group, you're doing some interesting things and they want to connect. Number one, what types of entrepreneurs or startups are you looking to work with? Number one, what's typically a good fit now? And number two, how do people follow up and connect? What's the best way for them to reach you?
In terms of target markets, as mentioned before, our expertise is in CPG and consumer durables, but we have done tech, and we've gotten a couple of new product awards in that area, so we're not neophytes. And I think what we would love to do is find a major VC that has a concentration in CPG, consumer durables, that would be interested in learning more about how Flagship operates this successful process. Plus, in terms of contacting me, the best way is to just pick up the phone, dial 917-386-3637, or you can send me an email at patrick@flagshipnewproductsgroup.com, and I will respond accordingly.
All right. Wonderful. Well, Patrick, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today. I'm really learned a lot and excited for entrepreneurs that get to work with you and really benefit from your experience. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. Hope you learned a lot. If you did, don't forget, hit that subscribe button. We definitely want you to be a return visitor and return listener. And Patrick, it has been a pleasure having you on the show. Thanks again for coming on.
Thank you. Enjoyed it. Have a good day.